Well, hello everyone. Just a quick one this morning. Everybody knows that I sell a course at the academic agency called The Trivium, that is writing, logic, and rhetoric. And the logic course, you know, a lot of people ask, well, once I've done The Trivium, where is there to go? What else is there to do? And, you know, on the academic agency, there has been for a long time a mathematics option, you know, calculus, foundations of calculus 1, 2, and 3. The chap who does it is called Al Shahim. He also did a foundations of algebra course as well, but he has now devised foundations of geometry, which would have been the next thing. Like I said, all 12 year olds do trivium, you know, classically. They then went on to do geometry. And one of the reasons I've called this James Lindsay Destroyed is because, as you'll see in his opening spiel, Al Shahim has taken an old run-in I had with Lindsay, where I was exasperated at how this mathematician can't do basic logic. And, you know, so just to explain a little bit, Foundations of Logic is an informal logic course, right? I don't get into, you know, using geometry or using mathematics. It is, I guess, what you'd call verbal reasoning, verbal chains of reasoning, using deductive and inductive. You know, I basically show you how to build arguments and point out fallacies of different kinds, formal and informal. But this course by Al Shahim will basically help you, if you, especially if you've done Foundations of Logic already, use mathematics and use geometry to take your deductive reasoning up to the next level, so that you can be, you know, I mean, really what James Lindsay should be, you know, somebody who's able to reason, somebody who's able to use deductive reasoning skills, which frankly, I mean, James Lindsay's become a ridiculous lol cow now. I've spent this week stomping a hole into Matt Goodwin, but before that, sometime last year or even 2 years ago, we did the same thing with James Lindsay. He's now basically an irrelevant figure. But it was fun to see Al Shahim reference this formal run-in that I had. So without further ado, Al Shahim is going to talk you through what is on Foundations of Geometry. There'll be a little pop-up that if you want to have a look at it on the site, you can do. Buy it now, and I'll catch you all next time.
Thanks, AA. Following completion of the Trivium, the next course of study for the classical Greek student was the Quadrivium. One of these subjects was geometry, which we consider here with Foundations of Geometry. Unlike the courses in the Foundations of Calculus trilogy, Foundations of Geometry is not a course that deals primarily with computation. So if you enjoyed Foundations of Logic, but are not overly inclined to calculations, you should have no issues with this course. Some reliance upon numbers and basic arithmetic is going to be required here, but this is kept to a minimum. Foundations of Geometry is a course predicated on proving propositions, and so the skills gained from Foundations of Logic would be beneficial here. Our approach is to begin with our presuppositions and the rules of logic, and then prove whatever results that we can. Fundamentally, logic is at the heart of mathematics. As the academic agent correctly observed a few months ago,
that's how logic works. Something that increasingly I wonder if James Lindsay understands or studies. I mean, he says he is a mathematician. I thought maths and logic were inextricably intertwined. There's no like Schmittian exception in maths, right? There's no like, oh, well, you know, addition works this way, but in this one little case, we suspend the rules of addition. No, it's just addition is always addition, right? I don't get why Lindsay can't see this.
We only take a result as proven if we are able to use deductive logical steps from our presuppositions, body of previously proven works and such, in order to reach our desired conclusion, no exceptions. Appeals to experience, intuition, or similar do not provide a justification for our proofs, but they might provide statements that we would like to investigate and ideally prove deductively. To illustrate the procedure of the course and the way that we would prove a proposition within mathematics, you could consider Sudoku puzzle. The puzzle begins with the rules that each 3x3 cell must contain each of the integers from 1 to 9 exactly once, and then each row and each column must also contain each of the integers from 1 to 9 exactly once as well. When you begin your puzzle, you would have a collection of numbers that are placed in cells already, and these are your presuppositions for the puzzle. From that basis, you would then attempt to fill in every element of the puzzle based upon those givens and the numbers that you're able to derive as you work through the puzzle. If done incorrectly, you might lead yourself into a contradiction, which for a Sudoku puzzle might mean having to restart your puzzle, but for mathematics, this might mean constructing a body of erroneous results. However, if done correctly, you might have a nicely completed Sudoku puzzle, but for geometry, we'll see what we get at the end from our many proofs. Throughout this course, a file with all of the terms and propositions that we've seen up to that point will be included with each lesson, and by the completion of the course, just the statement of the terms and propositions that we will have seen totals 30 pages. Some of the topics that we will cover in this course are methods of proof within mathematics, axiomatic systems, incidence geometry, and plane geometry. We will also look at some properties involving distance, angles, triangles, quadrilaterals, and circles, as well as Euclidean and non-Euclidean geometry. The content of this course is not very conducive to using multiple choice questions and answers for a test. So instead of a multiple choice test, this course will include test files, which I will personally score. I hope that you enjoy Foundations of Geometry and use it to gain a more rigorous understanding of mathematics while being able to practice more logical thinking. Thank you.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.